Hi, this is Dan O'Connor, and this is your inspirational thought for the day. So I just got done reading the latest Gregory Maguire book, A Lion Among Men. Gregory Maguire is the author who wrote the book Wicked, basically the other side of the story of the characters in the Wizard of Oz novels. He also has some books on the other side of the story of the Ugly Stepsisters from Cinderella, another way of looking at Snow White. He's an author that writes about the other side of the story. And I loved reading the book Wicked. I have not seen the musical, but I hear it's great. I loved reading the book because after I read the book, I remember setting it down and thinking, oh, that poor misunderstood witch. I mean, really, she was minding her own business. She was helping out the community. She was taking care of other people. She was fighting for civil rights. And the next thing you know, this foreigner comes into her turf, kills her sister, steals family heirlooms, and goes prancing around, seemingly trying to destroy her. Then Dorothy breaks into her castle and tries to get her. And somehow we see her, the Wicked Witch, as the bad one. And it's not that she was bad, or I've been bad, or someone who hurt me was bad. And I mean bad people. No one is a bad person. It's just that sometimes we don't always know the truth. Coming back to, it is all about me. When we find out truth, all of a sudden it's easy to forgive, it's easy to love, it's easy to forget, it's easy to embrace, it's easy to stop harboring negative thoughts. It's easy when we have truth. And what's true about any person is true about every person. If one person is, we all are. What's true with anyone is true with everyone. There's illusion and there's truth. I'm talking about real truth here. Real truth, not Judge Judy truth or Judge Joe Brown truth. Truth. What's true for anyone is true for everyone. And there is no degree of truth. There's truth and there's illusion. And I know that the truth is, my nephew is an innocent child of God. I know that my mother is an innocent child of God. I know that my grandmother was an innocent child of God. That's the truth. I know that. What I want to remember is, and what I'd like you to remember is, for today, what's true for one is true for all. Think about that difficult person against whom you're harboring these negative thoughts. They, although it may be hard to believe, are an innocent child of God. That's truth. Now, it might be very difficult to see that truth because it's been blurred with illusions. However, that's the truth for them, because if it's true for anyone, it's true for everyone. Now think of the person that you love the most, that you've learned from the most, that angel in your life, that shining star, that person that you want to meet you on the other side. Think of that person. You know they are an innocent child of God. Now, I realize that mortal illusions, they distract us, they separate us, they create separation, so that I think I am different from you. I think that there are some good people, I think that there are some bad people, I think that there is a separateness from God, from the universe, from Buddha. It's an illusion. Just like you know that that angel in your life is an innocent child of God, if it's true for them, it is as true for the person that you now think is the wicked witch in your life. And remember, it all comes back to you. Every person that you meet is either going to be your Wicked Witch or your Glinda the Good Witch of the South, depending on who you choose to be to them, depending on how you choose to think about them, depending on what you choose to get from them, depending on what you choose to learn from them. Sounds simple. It's just not easy. And those hateful thoughts, the negative thoughts, you know how we've all had these experiences in our lives where we've harbored something against somebody, whether it's anger or attack thoughts or hatred, and we harbor it and we harbor it and we harbor it. There's somebody in your life right now, I'm sure, against whom you're harboring negative feelings, right? Think about that person. You know how in the past we've harbored similar thoughts about people, and we've stewed about it and stewed about it and stewed about it, and then we find out something about that person and we have one of those aha moments, where all of a sudden we say, oh, you know, now it makes sense. Now I get it. I get why that person is the way they are. I get why they exhibited that behavior. Huh. We have truth is really what we have. And it's a fact. Truth sets you free, spiritually, emotionally. The thing we have to keep in mind is truth always exists. There is always that aha moment out there somewhere waiting for us to discover it. But most of the time, what we prefer doing is harboring attack thoughts, vengeance thoughts, hateful thoughts. That's what we prefer doing, so that's what we do. You know, we tend to have it backwards. We tend to see not what the real problem is. We tend to focus on the illusions that manifest themselves in the mortal plane. That's what we tend to focus on. You know, when we have a problem with somebody or when we have a problem in our lives, we generally have it backwards. We think we know what the problem is, but we don't, because there really is only one problem, that we have somehow separated ourselves from God, from the divine, from the universe, from the Buddha mind, from whatever you want to call it. That's the only problem. So I'd like you to think right now. Think right now about the person that you're having a problem with, or the problem in your life that you're currently facing. And I'd like you to spend a couple of minutes asking your God, your universe, your source, whatever it may be, to help you see the real problem. Because if there's a problem that you're facing that you so far have not been able to overcome, it's because you have not seen the real problem. You have simply been distracted by mortal illusions. That's a fact and the truth. Because once you ask your source or God or the universe to show you what the real problem is, the answer comes along with that. Answers already exist to all of our problems, but we generally don't know what the real problem is. Again, it comes back to, it's all about us. It's about how we see things. It's about what we are envisioning. It's about what we are making out of this mortal experience. Today, I'd like you to stop and spend at least 2 minutes clearing your mind, meditating, praying, whatever you want to call it, and focusing on whatever it is that you think the problem is, but asking the powers that be to show you what the real problem is. And when you see the real problem, the real solution comes along with it. Tell us what you think. Stop by www.poweredversity.com, where you can leave a message, interact with us, ask a question, watch our videos, listen to our audios, and lots more to help you improve the way you communicate, deal with difficult people, and of course, slay energy vampires. This is Dan O'Connor giving you your inspirational thought for the day.